Hey, sweetie. I'm so glad you came here so we can have this little chat. Now, you know that I know how much you long to be submissive for me. Oh, please, don't lie to me or to yourself. You can try and protest. Tell me again and again how you're not submissive towards me. Well, your mind can't help but to buzz and thrum with all the ideas of how you'd love to be in my grasp. All mine. My power simply overwhelms you until you give in. Not only that, but you enjoy it too. What was that? Did you say something, my love? Care to try again? Use your words now. Oh, really? It's nothing. Huh. We'll see about that. Well, now you're here, I guess I should tell you what I've been thinking about. See, I really like watching a subby person such as yourself listen to a dummy femdom like myself while I tell them all kinds of horrible things that'll make them blush and squirm in anticipation. The head rings with the feeling of submission bouncing around in there. They feel so small and helpless, but safe, knowing that their dominant is here to take control and make them theirs. I see you're trying to look away. Do I need to grab your chin and make you look me in the eyes? Would you like me to try that again, or do I need to assist you to give me your full attention? Sweetie, look at me when I'm talking to you. Don't you know, lovely? It's a sign of respect. Don't you even dare think of looking away. No matter how hard you want to hide behind your hands to cover your blush creeping across your face, you know I'd see it anyway, or hear it in your adorable little whimpers and moans while you're trying to form a coherent sentence. My favorite part is when a little submissive's mind starts to break into pieces. They find themselves wriggling and squirming in their seats, yet unable to do anything at all. They just turn into a mess of whimpers and sighs and blushes and squirming. It's simply too cute. I wonder if that'll be you. I can already see it starting to take hold. Don't hide it from me, darling. Give in to it and show me how adorable you are. Now, I don't know about you, but I think you like this time together. It's a great safe space to reset your batteries, so to speak. Recharge for a little while and not think about anything but your submissive urges mingling with my commands. Creating these harmonious feelings of peace, calmness in submission. You know, it's such a relaxing space sometimes, knowing that you can just nod along with my words as you let them sink deep inside your mind, taking away all those things that you don't need right now. Distractions fade away. Thinking fades away. Free will fades away until you're just a melted, subby little puddle on the floor, easily repeating, "Yes, miss," with every single question I ask. You are so good, such a very good little submissive, listening to me so intently, letting my voice wash over you and fill you with those subby tingles. Like little sparks trickling through your body and making you buzz with positive feelings. Like being cuddled in a warm blanket by someone who cares for you. Like knowing you're a good sub and letting that praise make you blush slightly. Oh, you like being praised, huh? You like it when I tell you how good you're doing? Oh, you like being given a compliment and watching yourself unravel slightly? Good. I do too. I like watching your thoughts untangle and lose focus while my words are in perfect view. Be a good sub for me and keep focusing on those feelings. Those feelings bubbling up inside you right now. The ones that make you hang on my every word. You are such a good sub. One phrase you just love hearing so much. Sweetie, you are so lovely to take control over. I love watching the lights from your eyes dim slightly as my power overwhelms yours and you sink into the depths of trance. I love that little face you do when your mind is turned off and made to be submissive. Such a good little toy for me. You just can't resist me, can you? Oh, darling, you never could. Isn't that right? It's impossible to deny the feeling that slips into your mind and takes hold so deeply like that. And yet, I haven't even hypnotized you yet. Or have I? Is it hard to tell with my hypnotic voice melting your mind so easily? The submissive tingles, my voice, the words drifting in and out of your mind. It's all so much to keep track of. It makes your mind sleepy with hypnotic overwhelm. You want to sink into my voice, into my control, into the ease of trance, that space where it's all simple. You know exactly how to be good for me. A good, hypnotized submissive, obeying every word to the letter. Just as you need to. Just as you want to. Your eyes drift closed. And you lose yourself to dreams of a hypnotized you. Sleepy. Squirmy and submissive. Darling, you're doing so well. You knew this would happen all along. It's not like you had much of a choice. You heard my words that drag you so deeply. So quickly, just like it has many times before, like it could many times again. It's funny, really, because even if you just get a taste of hypnotic, submissive bliss, you follow my words so readily, so focused that even though you take in all my words, they drift through you so easily, so deep and obedient. And yet there are so many words that it's hard to keep track of them all. The flow of the words drifts by so quickly that your mind can't even grasp what happens from one word to the next. But it's okay to lose yourself in them. Wrapped up in my voice, my control, words, and whims of mine, leaving you blank, blissful, submissive. The tingles are getting more and more intense, running through your body like my fingertips. Tracing over you, leaving little lines of my control. My touch makes you feel so weak and helpless, but safe and secure. I adore you like this, in this place of oblivion, where I can just hold you here, floating in this space, as long as I like. I'm gonna take such good care of you, as I always do, taking you down so far into my hypnotic slumber that you can't even see where it started or where it ends, just drifting down to endless nothingness, endlessly falling into me, my words, my control, my voice. This place where you're mine, and only mine. Transforming you, molding you to my will. You will become what I desire. Your thoughts were such silly little things, and with a careful touch and some words, we've dissipated them until they're nothing. You just go deeper, sink deeper. You're gonna go there for me, aren't you, darling? That is, until you wake up, dear. Here, let me hold your head up so I can get a good look at you. Aww. You're so still, so subby. Did you drop down deep again? Were you so focused on my words that you lost yourself in them? Good. It's just where I wanted you. As usual. And now you're here in this deeply hypnotized space. You can find my words affecting you so deeply, so easily. And it's interesting, isn't it? Submissive tingles can so easily turn into pleasurable ones. You see, being submissive is such a turn-on, isn't it? Sometimes those squirmy feelings you get turn into those of sexual arousal. And that makes you feel good, doesn't it? Submitting to me makes you feel good. Giving up control makes you feel good. It's a sexy, pleasurable feeling. And it's interesting, isn't it, how you can imagine my fingertip tracing your body, tracing the outline of you, every little crevice of your body, caressed by my fingertips, just slowly, gently, like I know exactly how to touch and where to touch you, to sink deep into that pleasurable core at your center. I have such a way with my hands sometimes. They tend to know exactly what they're doing. Just like how my words know exactly what they're doing on your mind. And the longer you listen, the words turn into tingles, turn into touches, turn into pleasure, turn into arousal. And you feel it, mingling with the submissive bliss, submissive urges. Feeling that arousal building and building and building. With every single pore of your being, with every cell. Just buzzing and humming and thrumming with that sexual pleasure. And why don't you be a very good submissive for me? And I want you to touch yourself. I want you to masturbate for me. But your hand is not your hand, no. Not anymore. It's my hand now, and my hands will do exactly what you like. They know exactly how to pleasure you in that way that only I know. The way that turns you on so much. And it's interesting, isn't it? Because you know logically that that is your hand touching you, caressing you. Getting you so worked up, so pent up, so aroused, so fucking horny. But deep, deep down inside, you know that hand is no longer yours. It's under my control. And that makes it feel twice as good, twice as arousing. That's right. That's right. And the more you pleasure yourself, the more you touch yourself, the more you give in to my control, the more it keeps happening, the more pleasure builds and builds and builds and builds. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. And it's so good to watch you touch yourself. It's so good to watch you put on a little show for me, my good little submissive. I want to see you squirm. That's right, I want to see you wriggle and squirm and moan in pleasure. I want you to show me what a devoted little submissive you are, and put on a little show for me. And don't worry, it's just me watching. But you love it, don't you? You love it when Miss hears you moan and watches you squirm. You love wriggling for me just like that, because I say so. And because I told you so, it feels even better. The obedience mingling with the arousal that just builds and builds and builds and builds. And it's like I just know exactly what to do, what to say to turn you on. That's right. I do. I know all these things about you, these intimate little things, because I can see down deep, right inside of you. I can see down deep into your core. You know, once all those pesky layers of free will and thinking have been pulled away, your center is right there. A submissive little core that longs to obey a powerful dominant like myself. So this is like a dream come true, isn't it? All your fantasies realized right here in this moment, and you can feel the pleasure building and building and building and building, and your head starts to flood with these images of you submitting again and again and again and again, and it just turns you on so much as you continue to touch yourself for me. My hands touching you in those places you love so very much, and it makes you squirm and moan and writhe in ecstasy, in pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building. And in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 to 1, and when I reach the number 1, you will come for me, but you won't come until I tell you to. Do you understand? Good, I want you to start preparing yourself for me. Can you do that? Good. 10. Feel the pleasure building and building and building, doubling, tripling, quadrupling with every single number I count. With 9, 8, pleasure, 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 building and building and building and building. With 7, 6, 5, you can feel yourself continuing to touch, continuing to buck and moan and writhe and squirm for me. Putting on a show. You're adorable like that. With 4, 3, getting so close now. 2, knowing exactly what's going to happen. But the anticipation builds and builds. And build and build and keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. 1, come for me. I said come for me. Orgasm for me now. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Orgasm for me. And feel the orgasm just draining your energy, sapping everything away until there is nothing left. Nothing left. Nothing left. And you stop touching yourself. And you let everything go and sink and drift down even deeper. Down even deeper. Down even deeper than you've ever been before. And that's the kind of control I can have over you. That intoxicating feeling of submission, so deep. Down there in the dark depths of trance. And it feels wonderful, doesn't it, darling? Yes, it does. You just go deeper. Sink deeper. You're gonna go there for me, aren't you, darling? That is until you wake up, dear. Here, let me hold your head up so I can get a good look at you. Aww. You're so still, so subby. Did you drop down deep again? Were you so focused on my words that you lost yourself in them? Good. It's just where I wanted you. As usual.